Now, we govern nature in opinions, but we are thrall unto her in necessity. But if we would be led by her in inventions, we shall command her in actions. Francis Bacon. What's up, people of this ever weird and bizarre planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 50 of HMIH Podcast. I'm your humble host, Damilare Mapa, and today I'll be telling you about yet another influential human, briefly. His name is Francis Bacon. Why did he become so influential? Well, you're about to find out. Born on the 22nd of January 1561 in London, he was the son of Sir Nicholas Bacon, keeper of the seal for Elizabeth I. He was also known as Lord Verulam. Bacon was educated at Trinity College at the University of Cambridge, where he rigorously followed the medieval curriculum, which was presented largely in Latin. He worked at Gray's Inn, one of the four inns of court, professional associations for barristers and judges in London, where he learnt a lot. He went on to become a member of Parliament in 1584, and on the accession of James I in 1603, Bacon's career began to move faster. He became knighted that same year and was appointed to a succession of posts, reaching a peak like his father with Keeper of the Great Seal. But Bacon was really interested in science, which was what eventually made him an influential human. Most of the scientific discovery of his period were based on the work of the ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, while many Aristotle ideas, such as the position of the earth at the center of the universe, had been disputed and overturned. Aristotle's scientific method that implied that scientific truth could be reached by authoritative arguments, meaning if very intelligent men argued about a topic or a subject for long, the truth would eventually be discovered. And this was the method that Bacon challenged. Bacon argued about a better scientific method, saying that the truth required evidence from the real world, that's nature. He said scientific knowledge should be based only upon inductive reasoning and careful observation of events in nature. He believed that science could be achieved by the use of a skeptical and methodical approach, whereby scientists aim to avoid misleading themselves. The description is long, but in short, the scientific method of observing nature that Bacon introduced the world turned out to be better than the one before. He published his ideas initially in Novum Organum 1620, an account of the correct method of acquiring natural knowledge, which was a success, by the way. There are so many other aspects and controversies and discoveries of Francis Bacon, but the discovery of a better scientific method is the one that is far most influential. Well, as everyone will, Bacon died. He died on April 9th, 1626 of pneumonia while at Arundel Mansion at Highgate outside London. Well, that's it on today's brief, yes, very brief episode of HMIH Podcast, guys. See you guys in episode 51, the last HMIH Podcast for 2023, which will most likely also be very brief. Please follow us on our social media platforms, engage us in a conversation, and let's talk about anything, Reality Monday and beyond. I'm still your humble host, Damilare Mapa. Peace.